Okay, so you've been with a law firm for about a minute or two, and for whatever reason, you've made the decision that you'd like to go in a different direction. That's not a problem. Actually, that's the very easy part. So you've made the decision to switch law firms. Let's be clear, that is very easy. Now, here is the not so easy part. Remember, when you go to every firm, just because every attorney practices law doesn't mean the way they practice law is the same. Now, don't get me wrong. If you had a great experience with your other firm, you may find yourself in a situation where you are holding this new firm to the same standard. And it's just the same way on the other side. If you had a bad experience with the old firm, you may be looking to penalize this new firm based on that experience. So keep in mind that if you go in there with this expectation based on what you had from your last one, you may find yourself getting upset, angry, or even more discouraged if you don't have that same expectation or if they don't live up to that expectation based on what you thought from your previous experience. Don't expect that the firms are going to cooperate with each other. The reality is that if you leave your old firm under difficult and strained situations, they may be in a situation where they are trying to finish resolving certain things with you as opposed to trying to aggressively or actively work with your new firm. And in the same instance, sometimes your new firm, they may not want to engage with the other firm. They may want to set a brand new slate with you, ask you to get what you can from them, and then they'll go from there. It's important for you to understand that just because you have a brand new firm, that these attorneys or law firms are going to automatically work with each other. But if you're thinking that they're going to hold hands and say, hey, we're going to work together to make sure this happens, no. Business relationship. You severed the old relationship with the old firm. This new relationship with this new firm will move ahead accordingly. So don't automatically assume the two of them are going to work in tandem on your case. Don't beat up your new firm. Nothing wrong with being protective in terms of looking after your well-being. Let's just be clear. You had a bad taste in your mouth, and you are committed to making sure this next firm does not do what you just went through. The problem is that because you have this, I'm not going to get taken advantage of again, you end up going to the new firm and basically holding them to this wild standard that they haven't even done anything to warrant having to be held to that standard. In other words, you're expecting them to do what the old firm did, and as a result, you're basically beating them up for things that they haven't even done yet. So be careful that you don't put yourself in a situation where that new firm has to decide whether they want to continue representing you because you are now penalizing them for the bad experiences you have with the old firm. Nothing wrong with switching firms. Your case is your case, so you are well within your rights to take your case to wherever you believe is going to be in the best interest to serve your well-being. Just remember at the end of the day that you are severing relationships. So these are business relationship you have with one firm. You're now trying to engage a new relationship with the other one. Do not hold each to the same standard. The way they operate is totally different. And just trust each experience you have is going to be different. And you should conduct yourself like that going forward accordingly so that you don't find yourself in a situation where you're now thinking that every firm is going to act the same way and you're getting disappointed that they're not.